Oh, look, I understand that the people on the Sunshine Coast know that they have something pretty special and that they're keen to look after it. Look, it's a wonderful lifestyle on the Sunshine Coast, and that's why people are climbing over each other to get there. We're not guiding people to the region. What you've got to do is have it planned or unplanned, and we're working as strongly as we can with the Sunshine Coast Regional Council to ensure that the planned future for the Sunshine Coast is better than an unplanned future.
Have you ever heard of a council asking for this before, though, with a campaign such as this?
Oh, look, certainly the Sunshine Coast Regional Council's view has been pretty strongly put to us at times about their view that they'd like to see the pace of change, the pace of population growth on the Sunshine Coast change. We need to work with them, and we're certainly doing that in the way we're doing this, the South East Queensland Regional Plan. The Regional Plan puts the Sunshine Coast as the number four in terms of local government areas across the region in terms of the increase in number of dwellings. You know, Brisbane will be the highest over the next 20 years at 21%. Gold Coast is second at 19%, and Ipswich at 16% increase. The Sunshine Coast is 13%. It's a different story to those other areas, and that's because we understand the constraints and we understand the concerns of the community.
Do you see the Sunshine Coast as a particularly disgruntled area that votes for the opposition anyway?
Look, that doesn't come into our calculations when we're planning for the future of the state. If it did, we wouldn't take the care that we're taking with working with the Sunshine Coast Regional Council to try and get the outcomes right. Sitting back and pretending that the growth that we're experiencing in Queensland isn't happening isn't a solution. That's why we've done things like the Premier's held the Growth Summit last week, which has really strong contributions from people from across the region, across the whole of the state, about how we can manage and deal with the levels of growth we're experiencing.
In the three areas, Maroochydore CBD, Palmview and Caloundra South, you've reduced the buffer zones next to the highway and you've scrapped other sustainability measures, including maximum population targets. This is what the Mayor told me yesterday.
We're hoping that the state will see the error of its ways and at least change some of the major positions that they've taken and reduce their minimum back to at least a maximum so that we can deal with the actual size of the population there in the future ourselves. I've got some confidence that will be some changes in there. If there's not, well, I think we're going to find some other thing to do. There's no other formal process for it, and if that means some sort of civil disobedience, I suppose that's possible in the future.
You're the man in the chair, Stirling Hinchliffe, bearing the brunt of the community's anger. Can you tell us that you are listening and that civil disobedience won't be required for the government to listen to the people?
Well, I can't see forms of civil disobedience on the Sunshine Coast. What I can see is continued work with the relevant authorities, that is the Queensland Government and the Sunshine Coast Regional Council, for us to try and achieve affordable, good quality housing for new residents and the children of existing residents, should they decide to stay in the area, on the Sunshine Coast. The Mayor's presented a range of positions on the structure plans that you've made reference to, including the fact that the Sunshine Coast Regional Council are progressing the plans to ensure high quality development is delivered in the long term of the Sunshine Coast. I congratulate them on that. Council is conducting the consultation, which is the next key stage. I encourage all residents and stakeholders to have their say to Council. I'll consider the plans further in light of that consultation and the reports from Council about that. But I'm not going to preempt the consultation and further assessment process by saying here and now that I'm going to do things differently to what has been put forward so far. But this is the point of the consultation process. This is the point of the planning process. We invite the people to have their say through the Council and for the Council to have a further say. I look forward to it.
Have you ever been to a rally yourself, Minister, when you were a student, say?
I certainly have.
What were you rallying against?
I was the first instance of a rally I went to. I was rallying against unfair charges against students.
Okay. Well, you know what? The thing that strikes me about this is that it's not students; it's mums and dads who are getting angry.
But I've having been in plenty of rallies with mums and dads, too, including being one of those mums and dads.
Well, I must say that not everyone agrees with the Mayor. I had a caller yesterday who's worried about there being enough jobs with construction a major employer on the coast, that is a valid concern. But once all the houses are built, the work dries up anyway, doesn't it?
And that's why we need to make sure that we have a good mix of the way development is happening on the Sunshine Coast. That's why we need to have a good, appropriate set of plans like the South East Queensland Regional Plan that don't just prescribe achieving the accommodation of growth through new greenfield developments like those that are being talked about at Palmview and at Caloundra South, but also involve redevelopment areas, infill opportunities and renewal community opportunities like the Maroochydore CBD, and that provides opportunities over the longer term. But this isn't all just about building houses for houses' sake. This is about accommodating the employment needs, the housing needs of a growing population. And I'm really encouraged that we've had a great conversation with the Queensland people through the Growth Summit last week, including some people outside chanting and having a shout. But if they had the opportunity to be part of the conversations, which those who are inside did, including community representatives, they saw the challenges that we have to confront. They also saw the opportunities that can deliver great things for Queensland out of this.
We had a call yesterday from somebody who said they would no longer come to the Sunshine Coast for their holidays if we built all this low-cost housing. Now, that's looked to me a little bit like a class thing. I can't see the council or the Queensland government, for that matter, building housing commission-style flats of, you know, the 70s that you used to see in Melbourne and Sydney. But isn't there a worry that you're putting too many people close to a tourist destination and that the Sunshine Coast might actually lose some of its economy as a result?
The Sunshine Coast is a special part of our state and a special part of South East Queensland. I know that. I've been visiting the Sunshine Coast and Caloundra in particular for my holidays for the last 20 years. I appreciate the special nature of the community. But I've also seen how some levels of growth, some levels of development have provided great opportunities and better product for the Sunshine Coast. You see that in Caloundra in particular. Now, what we need to do is make sure that for tourism's sake, for the tourism industry's sake, that you have the right levels of employment opportunities, and that needs accommodation for those workers. You know, not everyone has the ability to live in a penthouse, in Noosa. Not everyone has the ability to live in a canal estate somewhere on the Sunshine Coast. People need a place to live so that they can be part of the local economy and contribute to supporting that important tourism economy.